I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, September 2nd. One of Springfield's Haitian families believes their son's death by apparent suicide is connected to the fact that he was forced to wear an ankle monitor by the Department of Homeland Security. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has more, and a note that this story does talk about suicide.
20-year-old Pierre Domas Bell graduated Springfield High School in May as an honor student. He was a skilled soccer player, worked part-time, was in ROTC, and studied neuroscience at Wright State University. He hoped to become a doctor. He was also a Haitian immigrant who, until last July, was legally living in Springfield under temporary protected status. When TPS ended for Haiti, the Department of Homeland Security ordered him to wear an ankle monitor, as it has for hundreds of the city's Haitian immigrants. Close friend Yola Lamar said Bell despised the device.
This has nothing to do about immigration enforcement. When you're dehumanizing people, you're putting chains on people that have not ever committed a crime.
According to state troopers, Bell died Monday morning after stepping in front of another vehicle. In a July 30th Instagram post, Bell wrote, quote, "I came to this country to pursue my education. I didn't come here to commit a crime or hurt anyone," end quote. Belis Dorsonville is executive director of the Springfield Haitian Support Center. Tuesday afternoon, he appealed to DHS and to lawmakers.
I make an appeal to the human being in you to shut down this program of shackling the community. Please, you don't have to chain the people. You don't have to destroy them. Enough is enough.
Bell's father says he was on the phone with his son shortly before the Monday incident, begging him to come home. Pastor Philomene Philistine is founder of Femme Sauvée Production, a Springfield program designed to support and encourage Haitian youth. Femme Sauvée is a Creole for must save. She has one message for all Haitian youth.
Do not kill in yourself. God have a plan for you, and I believe he have a better plan for you.
Wednesday in Columbus, there'll be a vigil honoring Pierre Domas Bell. It'll be at 90 West Broad at 6 p.m. Friday, Springfield Neighbors United will host a vigil in Fountain Square at 5:30 p.m. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
And if you are in crisis, please text or call 988 for the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And Governor Mike DeWine has called the incident, quote, horribly, horribly tragic, as State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
According to Ohio State Highway Patrol, Pierre Domas Bell was hit by a vehicle late Monday after intentionally walking onto a roadway. DeWine has opposed the end of the legal protected status many Haitians were under. He says Bell was a, quote, well-liked young man.
I'm told by those who knew him, he had great dreams about what he could do in this country and what he could contribute to this country. I think we have to ask ourselves, is it really good? Is it what we want done to see people like this being picked up and facing deportation?
DeWine says he believes the continued deportations in Springfield are not in the best interest of the country. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
In other news, the Ohio Supreme Court is ordering a Southwest Ohio city to let voters decide on a ban on data centers. The court unanimously agreed that voters in Trenton must be able to decide the issue in its second case on votes over data centers in a month. State House correspondent Karen Kessler has this.
In July, Trenton City Council rejected a proposed ban from residents concerned about two data center projects and the possibility of a third. The Ohio Supreme Court said in refusing to certify their petition based on a dispute over the number of signatures needed that there was, quote, clear and convincing evidence that the council disregarded applicable law, end quote. Because it's too late for the ban to make this fall's ballot, the court ruled for a special election no later than 120 days after the petition is certified. Last month, the court ordered the village of Asheville to submit residents' petition opposing a data center project to the Pickaway County Board of Elections, which has voted unanimously to allow that on the November ballot. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
And in Piqua, the city commission there approved an agreement on August 18th allowing AES Ohio to construct, maintain, and operate electric utility facilities within the city of Piqua. Specifically, the agreement is set up to provide service to a data center coming to the city. J5 is constructing that center. The agreement is set to last for 30 years with automatic renewals for one-year terms after that. Now, the citizen-led group called Save Piqua is circulating a referendum petition to counter the ordinance. The group wants the franchise deal to go on the ballot. Registered voters living within city limits are eligible to sign. For more information, an email can be sent to savepiqua@gmail.com. The heat wave continues today with another heat advisory, and temperatures expected to peak in the 90s with heat indices around or above 100 degrees for today, extending into Thursday. And rain chances return to the area Thursday night, and some thunderstorms are also possible. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, September 2nd. I'm Mike Fraser.